And this is Arthur Sproul reporting from Farnborough, Ayrshire. Once again, this great international air display is dominated by the genius of British air technology. The new Wombat aircraft, with which the Royal Air Force will be equipped by 1999, is a masterpiece of advanced engineering. The airframe of this revolutionary aeroplane is made in Germany. The side-by-side twin jet engines are French. The avionics, which virtually fly the aircraft from takeoff to touchdown, are American. And the fully castoring undercarriage is Italian. And, of course, the ashtray is British. And so is the pilot, Squadron Leader Humphrey Crackle of 700 Squadron. And here he comes, making a low pass at 0 feet right across the airfield over the greenhouses of the Royal Horticultural Society. What a wonderfully cool display of sheer low-flying skill and total lack of consideration. And now comes the highlight of the show, the close formation exhibition of superb airmanship by the Red Bears, Soviet Russia's brilliant visiting team of ace fighter pilots, the pride of the Soviet Air Force, flying their new long-range Yakovlev Samovars, that revolutionary new Russian fighter that so closely resembles the latest revolutionary new American fighter, the Bald Eagle. And here they come. And that was the thrilling arrival of the Red Bears all the way from Yes. That tremendous welcome came from the awestruck crowd, literally speechless with admiration at the spectacle of this mass formation of Russian ground attack fighters, armed with their latest Dosvedanya missiles, the so-called goodbye weapons, which were developed in Soviet Russia by a brilliant team of British defectors. And here they come. And the Red Bears do a superb low pass over the remaining greenhouses of the Royal Horticultural Society. And straight up they go in a spectacular climbing chandelle.
Formation, Commissar, to Red Bears. Close up, Red 2. Red 3, Red 4, ready and break. Red 5, Red 6, drop back. Red 7, Red 8, Red 9, prepare to change to CQL formation. CQL formation. Red 10? Red 10, prepare to eject. You're on fire.
And what a superb sight they make. The 10, no, 9 Samovars tightly bunched together, with one of them diving vertically towards the ground, while the pilot swings safely below in his gaily coloured parachute. A most unusual and thrilling manoeuvre. Oh, and there goes the 10th Samovar, straight into the Royal Horticultural Society's remaining greenhouse.
Close up, Red 3, Red 4, Red 5, take Red 10 position. Red 6, Red 7, prepare to pass across formation.
Hello? Is that Farnborough 44-112? Could I speak to Gladys, please?
Gladys? Gladys? With your Gladys?
Yes, Gladys. Mrs. Freight. I want to speak to Gladys.
Gladys? Gladys? Who is Freight? Are you afraid, number two? Red two, are you afraid?
No, I'm Ivan.
Are you Ivan?
No, that's me. Can I speak to Gladys, please?
Oh, Gladys.
Where are you afraid?
I'm in a telephone box outside the station. Where are you?
I'm at 42,000 feet over Farnborough. You're too low, Fred. Climb immediately and join formation.
Oh,
take number 10 position, Fred. All over aircraft, close up. All red aircraft, close up. Prepare to execute final maneuver. All red aircraft. Prince of Wales feather. Execute.
magnificent sight they make. The nine gleaming samovars and the Farnborough telephone box in perfect formation as they come thundering down over the airfield to give their final salute by firing their Nostradania missiles into the grounds of the Royal Horticultural Society.